Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. The Star Wars universe was first introduced in 1977 with the film A New Hope. Since then, there have been many more films, series, and books that have kept us in a galaxy far, far away. Recently, the Star Wars universe expanded to include multi-generational Anishinaabe. The classic film Star Wars A New Hope has been dubbed in Ojibwe. The project is part of wider efforts to revitalize the language, which is used for one of the largest Native American tribes in the U.S. Nigani Anamaki Anini is the language culture coordinator of the Red Cliff Nation in northern Wisconsin and is also the voice actor for the character Red Leader in Star Wars. He joins Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski to share his experience bringing this version of the film to life.
Nigani, welcome to Lake Effect. It's a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure meeting you, Audrey.
So first off, are you a Star Wars fan?
Absolutely, since I was a child. How about you?
Absolutely. As I will show you over Zoom, the listeners can't see, but I have a Millennium Falcon tattoo. So yes, Star Wars fan ever since I was little. My uncles first introduced me to the series, and they of course grew up with the original trilogy. So what was your first Star Wars exposure that got you hooked?
Well, if you remember in the 90s, they re-edited the original Star Wars. And so I watched those in theaters when I was a kid. And yeah, I've been a huge fan ever since.
Excellent. So you are a voice actor in the new release of Star Wars A New Hope in Ojibwe. So can you share how you heard of this opportunity and what the audition process was like? Because auditions were held in Manitoba, right?
Yeah. So I was perusing Facebook after work, like so many of us do. And I saw on one of my friends' pages an ad to apply to audition. And so that's where I learned about it first. And yes, the actual recording was in Winnipeg.
Okay. And did you know you were auditioning for the character of Red Leader, or was this just an open call, be a part of Star Wars?
Great question. So after I applied, I was invited to audition and to choose from several main characters to audition for. So I chose a handful, and the process was I had to record on my own computer reading lines in Ojibwe per character. And I was using my best intonations akin to what I was seeing in the original Star Wars, and then listening to the elders in my head to try and pronounce the Ojibwe the best I could. And I sent those in. And not long after, maybe a week or so, I heard back from the Disney crew asking for me to audition for one of those particular characters. We did the audition over Zoom with a director and one of her assistants. And, you know, I said the first two lines for this particular character. And she said, hold on. She offered me some suggestions. I took her suggestions to heart. I read the lines again. Again, just one or two sentences. And then she said, you know what? I've heard enough. I've seen enough. I really like what you're doing here. I'm going to give you a role in Star Wars.
But you weren't sure which. It was just like, we're going to include you. Just wait and see.
Yes. Yes. Didn't know yet which character. And I'm so proud to be giving voice to Red Leader, acted on screen by the late Drew Henley.
Of course. I mean, it's a big part, especially in the pivotal Death Star battle at the end of the film. And I can't imagine how anxious you were just, okay, knowing I'm going to be involved, don't know who or what so far, with Disney and you think of Marvel movies, you know, were there NDAs, you know, where you kept under secret oath until, you know, the official word was out?
Yes, absolutely. We had to sign an NDA. I didn't, in fact, know who many of the actors were going to be until the release, the official news release.
Okay. So yeah, let's go into a bit more about the actual process of being a voice actor for A New Hope in Ojibwe. You're tasked with Red Leader. So did you also have to translate your part only, or was it a wider effort to help translate the whole Star Wars film? Can you just share how this process kind of unfolded for you?
Absolutely. So thankfully, Patton Ingewantz, a first language speaker up north and a gifted teacher, she led a team of translators before these auditions. So the film was, all of the script was translated ahead of time. And so when I was auditioning, I was given lines, and not just given lines on paper, but also a recording of an elder pronouncing the lines to give some enunciation guidelines there as well. And so I didn't have to do any of the translating. I'm so grateful for Patton Ingewantz and her team.
Well, and I like that detail of having a recording of an elder as well, because, you know, you can share better insight than I in this, but how important is having that elder's voice and pronunciation and style? Because with keeping a language alive, I imagine that's crucial to keep the language as accurate as you can.
100%, Audrey. If one pronounces a word just slightly differently, it can offer a huge, entirely different meaning to a word.
So with your work in voicing Red Leader, can you share a bit of your methodology or technique? Was it either to mirror the original actor's cadence of the lines, or were you able to enjoy some freedom in interpreting it in your own way to best serve the Ojibwe language?
Great question. So how I've been taught, Ojibwe tends to have a flatness to it. There aren't as many accenting, if you will. And in English, of course, there is an accent and stresses in the words. And so I asked the production team, do you want me to offer a flat traditional Ojibwe pronunciation, or do you want me to emanate the English actors? And they invited me to shoot towards the English actors. And so what I did was I watched the original scene over and over and over and over again. I did some background research. I found that Mr. Henley had negotiated with George Lucas. And at first, Mr. Lucas wanted Red Leader to be anxious from the beginning on out. And Mr. Henley thought that this character is a professional. He has years of experience. He's going to be calm throughout. And so what they negotiated, what they agreed upon was, at first, Red Leader would be very calm and collected. And towards the end of that scene, when things are getting quite heated, he's going to grow a little more anxious. And so I brought that information with me into the sound studio. And the director also invited certain emotions, certain loudness, guiding me in the studio as well.
I love that. I also love that I learned a new Star Wars fact today with that background of the actor. Did you go into like Lucasfilm archives? Where did you find some of this research? Or did the director have some additional information for you all to really connect with this film on a deeper level like that?
I just dug in online.
That's a great resource.
Usually.
Yeah. Turn to all the Star Wars nerds online. They'll have an answer.
Wait, there's a lot out there.
Yeah. And with the Ojibwe language, as you mentioned, being a little more flat, the scene you're in is a battle scene. And I love this insight that you start calm, but obviously things heat up. Spoiler alert, Darth Vader eventually shoots you down. You crash into the Death Star. But what were some of the best challenges or learning experiences about being involved in this film?
Oh, it was a great experience working in the studio. It was my first Hollywood film studio setup. And so it was me in the sound booth, and then the booth next to me was the director, her production team, and an elder. And this elder was able to offer any pronunciation guidance on the fly in the studio, which is great. He was able to correct a couple of my words, and that was a really fun experience. And you know, joking with him back and forth in Ojibwe, that felt really good.
Having the experience of recording, voicing Red Leader, having the director, an elder there with you, it seems like such a great interactive experience. And this is obviously part of a much wider effort for all the voice actors involved in A New Hope. What significance do you place on the role of Ojibwe language in popular films like Star Wars?
You know, Pat Ngawang said it really well. She, earlier this year, was the keynote speaker at Anishinaabe Mwendeg, the world's largest conference on the revitalization of Anishinaabe language. And in her speech, she offered a vision of within 100 years, all of our communities are doing everyday things in our language. So that's an Ojibwe person being able to go to the store, go to the school, watch films. Anything that you can do in English, you can also do in Ojibwe. So a part of this vision is making sure that films are either dubbed or produced in the Ojibwe language. And so this is just one small tool to help in this larger revitalization effort.
And how does it feel for you personally to be a part of the Star Wars universe in your language?
It's an incredible honor. It's an incredible honor.
So if you're willing, I'd love to give listeners a little taste of your work in the film. Would you like to toss lines back and forth? I'll say the English and you can share the Ojibwe translation that you worked on.
Sure, let's do a few.
All right. So we are acting as Red Leader here. I'll start with the first line. Cut the chatter, Red 2.
Bunkatoon, Red 2.
Red Boys, this is Red Leader.
Red Migazoo, mean Red Leader.
And the classic, pivotal line of Red Leader. Almost there.
Aja Giga. Aja Giga.
And unfortunately, your first target miss just impacted the surface. Oh, this is so much fun. Thank you. So this is your first taste of acting, right? Of voice acting?
This is my first taste of voice acting. I've done a few small things in terms of acting. I'm also a film producer and director, but I want to expand more into voice acting and acting.
How did this experience of voice acting outside of the other projects you've worked on give you more insight into room to grow, not just for yourself, but for more production and projects for Ojibwe language-led films or translated films?
So many of my lines are actually yelled into the microphone. And I'm not much of a yeller. I'm not a very loud person. And so that took a lot of effort for me. And the director, she said, many of the indigenous actors she's worked with struggle with being extra loud. And so that's one area I want to work on.
Well, what a project to get you started on voice acting. Congratulations to you and the whole effort of this film. Ngani, thank you for joining me on Like Effect to share more about it.
Thank you so much. And I want to ask the audience, if you haven't seen this film yet, if you're a fan of Star Wars, if you're a fan of a good story, if you're interested in learning more Ojibwe, I strongly encourage you to go watch this film. It may still be in theaters in the Milwaukee area, I'm not sure. But if not, come October, the film will be on APTN and then on Disney Plus. I hope this film inspires many people to either begin or continue studying the Ojibwe language.
May the Force be with you.
And may the Force be with you.
Ngani Anamaki Anini is a voice actor for Star Wars Ojibwe, who gives voice to the character Red Leader. He's also the language culture coordinator for the Red Cliff Ojibwe Nation in northern Wisconsin. Anini spoke with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski. You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.